Begin the Karim Davin Sat the Shabbos Tav Kuf Yud Ches. We begin on the days. We begin Tezer Master. We begin towards the Gemara. Reuben Shal Tzadikim. The majority of the righteous Mason Mechilim Ayim, they pass away from intestinal illnesses. Which is explains what's the reason for this, and that's what Rav Yisi says. Let my portion be from those who die from intestinal illnesses, like the majority of the righteous. So Pesach according to Rashi explains Lamar Kav in the same to purge them from their sins through that Yisurim. He brings that Kiyesh Medrash actually brought in the Medrash Lamarik Achilim and Ma'ayim. It's to purge the food from their intestines. Least Nikim Atayim to be clean, to be pure. Kimalach Hashar is like the ministering angels. Therefore, that's why they have this intestinal illnesses, is actually to purge them from the food to be pure like Malach Hashar. We turn next to the Nazareth begins the words of Gemara. Ema say, Hey Be'ilis Ba'alti V'shanisi. Actually, it's not that he only had five Be'ais. But it's that he had five bias that he did and he repeated it. Which Chase brings a different interpretation to answer the Gemara's question, why did Rav Yisi not fulfill mitzvah Aina, which it sounds like he only had five bias and he had these five children. So Rishami Mishami, Rishami actually gives a different answer. Not that, of course, he had bia because he has the marital obligation, but no, he actually only had five bias because the Yavama saw you. Each one was a child of a separate Yavama. We only had Bia with her one time. He did not want to fulfill with the mitzvah of Aina, the marital obligation, because he was concerned that maybe he's going to have relations because of her beauty, which on some level is like really having relations with a brother's wife, because it's only, as Tayyip says, it's only if you're doing it to the fulfillment of Yibin, the Bia Rishon, which is the first Bia, which is for sure be Mekayim. And from that Bia, yeah, he had each one the child, and therefore he didn't do it any more time after that because of the problems of doing it Shalad Shema by a Yavama. Kinnik says the matzah begins words of Gemara. Ilo hayo emli chaveri al leduchin. My friends would tell me to go up to the duchin, to the platform, to do beres kanim. That Rabbi Yisi says I never violated my friend's words. I would go up and duchin, even though I'm not a kain. Which Taisus wonders what's the chiddush actually what Rabbi Yisi is saying. Lo yod the read doesn't know. Ma isa yesh bezar al leduchin. What's the problem? What's the prohibition of a non kain going up to the duchin? What's he doing already? He's just saying some psukim. Im loy mishum brachal v'tala. If not for the fact that it's a brachal v'tala that he's making shalakahana mamre terek, it's only for the kahana that the terek says levarach it's soul to bench, to bless the Jewish people. But that's most definitely not the case, because it wouldn't be logical that Rabbi would be making a bracha batala to violate his friend's word. So he's not sure exactly what it is that he would do, which whatever it is that he would do, which would not be an isser, is the chiddush that he's saying that he would go up, even though his friends are telling him to go up. Finally, says the Masa Tesis begins with the words of the Gemara, Iyun tefillah. Analysis of tefillah. Tesis can explain what is this? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, taste that I should get reward, the eye fulfill Iyun tefillah. So Pirush Tesis explains what that means to say is, but kavanas halev, with the focus of the heart, he's meditating on the words. And v'chin nehideh ledvarm, sha'oichel miperesem b'lemazeh. So the Gemara later on, the Kavchazayim Menaf, that says, these are the things that a person eats from the produce in this world and the principles of the next world, the chashav Iyun tefillah, that it considers the analysis of tefillah. It means that someone has kavanah when he davens. This is in the Gemara that says Ma'ayim b'tefillah. So someone analyzes prayer. Soifbol the dekei b'levi actually comes to heartache. So it says Ha'u in that analysis is something else. Is the mitzapa Musa Yasa Kodesh Baruch by Kashas is that he's anticipating when's Kodesh Baruch going to do his request? He thinks that his prayer is going to be accepted. Like the Gemara brings over the techelus membesheicha that it's a prolonged anticipation. Machalev is the illness of the heart. Which that's a different Iyun tefillah. That's bad. This is good. There's three things that mention, that recall a person's sins, and they are cured not through passing by a slanty wall, because it's my fault, and that's inappropriate to do. The Iyun tefillah, analysis of prayer. Someone gives over to heaven and says, you take judgment, Hashem, against this person. So, says it's the same thing also over there. That it doesn't mean like having kavanah. It means that you're expecting Hashem to do your thing. That's considered inappropriate. That actually recalls a person's own sins. Now, so it says, "V'adam aparget boshad." This it says in Baba Vashka v'samach dal on the base. Shleish advam ein adam nitzlum hem b'chol yom. There's three things a person not saved but saved from every single day: lashon hara, slander; v'hira avera, inappropriate thoughts; v'iyun tefillah. What does that mean? So it says in the Farsh, don't explain that it's referring to the bad type. Shemitzaba mosat tiyasa v'karshas. That he's waiting when this is request going to happen. Because shabbat v'nei adam nitzlum is what I mean. A lot of people are saved from that. Not everyone has that expectations. So what does it mean every single day no one is saved from the problems of Iyun tefillah? Elahavik Yahud Dishmait. Rather, says it's actually similar to what we explain here in our Gemara. Kolema, what it means to say is, She'ena miskav mitzvillah. That, in other words, he's not saved from Iyun tefillah. He doesn't do the appropriate Iyun tefillah. He does not have appropriate intent when he's praying. She'ena shlizor, because it's almost impossible to be so careful to like have focus on every single word. Okay, meaning Yerushalmi, like the Yerushalmi says, "Mechazikin the tivul ereisha." We should give thanks to our head. Chimat lemaidim when we get up to maidim, minavshikar from itself it bends down. In other words, like that's how mindless we are when we pray. That like almost on its own, the head goes and bows down. We should like give thanks to the head that is bowing down because we have no clue, but we're not even conscious of the words that we're saying. So we see that every single day, no one is saved from not having appropriate in tefillah. That's what it means over there in regards to the Gemara Baba Basra, the Kaf Samach Dal.